OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast. You blink a lot. Did you know you really wave your hands around? Most leaders, they'd rather get tasered than appear on TV. Focusing on this level of detail is a waste of time. We're discussing how to give feedback on a media appearance, particularly to your boss. Okay, if you are a PR or a comms professional, I know this is a headache. Giving constructive or mildly critical feedback to your CEO or someone more senior is a common pain point. It may be you don't have the skills or confidence to tackle these issues head on. Often you'll have leaders who are quite set in their ways when it comes to media appearances. Maybe they take your briefing on key messages and just ignore them. Perhaps they'll just head into a media interview and just do it their way. Infuriating. So, coming up, my tips on how to give feedback after a media interview. But first, I think it would also be useful to briefly talk a bit about how we do it during media training. When we are giving feedback, we generally do a series of on-camera interviews, perhaps five members of a senior leadership team, and then watch them all back collectively, reviewing them in turn after each interview has been played. Now, some colleagues, although well-meaning, can be terrible at giving feedback. So, if they have something to say, we ask them in advance to focus on the positive, while we, the media trainers, can give a more nuanced overview. We do this to avoid people focusing on often quite unimportant and negative aspects of people's performance. For example, you blink a lot. Did you know you really wave your hands around? You said a lot. You forgot to make that point. Now, this sort of feedback isn't constructive, as people grow in confidence, often over repeated media appearances, they get much better. Nitpicking on minor details is pointless. People rarely improve when you point these things out. They actually get worse. It really doesn't matter what you do with your hands. If you wave your hands around normally during a conversation, that's fine. Just do it on TV. If you're blinking, erming and erring, we all do this a lot in conversations, focusing on this level of detail is a waste of time in feedback. Can you see where we're going here? So, how might you as a comms professional give feedback on a media appearance? My first tip is to video or record the interview. Just use your phone to record the video or sound, because reviewing how they've done will be incredibly useful for them. If they're doing a series of interviews, record all of them, because people get better with practice even across two or three interviews. Next, pick the right moment for feedback. There are two approaches here. If the media appearance has just happened, keep your feedback brief and positive. For a more detailed review, schedule a meeting where discussing the media appearance is on the agenda and your boss is in receive mode for a learning conversation. Whatever you do, don't ambush people with feedback. This is so important. Don't wait to bump into them at the water cooler and launch into advice. Don't do that. They've got to be ready and in the right frame of mind. So let's rewind a step and look at post-interview feedback when the interview has just happened. Remember, straight afterwards, people are full of adrenaline. In my experience of interviewing thousands of people for both TV and live radio, two things happen immediately afterwards. Number one, they want to talk about how it went. Number two, they thought they were terrible. And in my experience, women in particular can be much more self-critical, whereas balding men in their 50s usually think they aced it when they didn't. So, post-appearance, this is a great point for some supportive words, not detailed feedback, particularly if there are some more interviews to do. You'll have watched the interview and probably have identified some areas of improvement, but for now, focus on the positive aspects, particularly if they are new to appearing in the media. As discussed, there's no point jumping in with specifics about demeanour, nerves, verbal tics, hand waving. Also, this isn't the time to review the video. Let your boss see that for themselves later. At this point, you could try saying, "Well done, how did it go?" And your boss might reply, "I was so nervous, I think I messed up, my mind went blank." And you say, "Watching it, that wasn't my experience. In the short time allowed, you did dot, dot, dot." Now here, pick three things that went well. You got a key message across, offered an opinion that illustrated your ideas clearly, and a simple anecdote, "Well done," that sort of thing. Just an aside here. Most leaders hate the idea of media appearances. They'd rather get tasered than appear on TV. It's incredibly exposing and confidence sapping. That's why in our media training, we focus on helping people to communicate with confidence. FYI, did you know you can request a review of your media appearance from us? We'll watch or listen to it and create a personalized video containing supportive and useful feedback. It's free and without obligation. Check out our website, Marvelous Media Training, for details. Okay, plug over. So moving on, you've scheduled a meeting with your boss for a review of their appearance. Review is a more positive word than feedback, let's face it. This will create the right moment for a conversation. Make sure you have enough time. Avoid interruptions and distractions so everyone can focus. Watch or listen back to the performance together, and here are some useful questions you can ask. A few days have passed. How do you think it went watching it again? Replies will include, "Not as crap as I thought at the time." Great. People will often highlight some minor physical issue with their appearance. Don't get into this. People look like what they look like. You could say, "I really didn't notice that," unless, of course, there is a glaring issue. Remember to offer solutions. They might say, "I was erming," and you say, "Did you feel prepared enough?" It can help to take a beat or a breath instead, or slow down your delivery, that sort of thing. There will be, I'm sure, a discussion about key messaging. You could then ask, "Did you feel the interviewer gave you the chance to get your key messages across?" This is better than, "Why did you completely forget to mention the key messaging we discussed?" Remember, this is a learning conversation, not a blame game. Other great talking points are, "Did you feel you successfully managed to acknowledge and bridge away from a difficult question?" For example, "That's an important point, but the real issue here is..." Or, "I know you have strong opinions on a specific topic. Did you feel you had a chance to share that?" And, given another stab at this, "How would you do it differently?" It's really about acknowledging the person being interviewed is in a vulnerable position. Being 100% satisfied with a performance is never going to happen. Satisfactory is what you are aiming for. Satisfactory is great. There's always room for improvement. Now, oddly, in my experience, spokespeople, once given the right framework to answer journalists' questions, get better very quickly with a little practice. And counterintuitively, the less they care and the less they worry, the better they get. I'm not suggesting people wing it here. Preparation is key. But going into an interview with a "this will be fine" frame of mind is where we want your boss to be. So, in summary, try to look at the performance as a whole, rather than it being a vehicle for repeating key messages. Media appearances are messy and imprecise. When you're giving feedback, especially to higher-ups, it's all about striking that fine balance. You're guiding, not grilling. Focus on learning, not critique. Be constructive and foster a space for confidence to grow. This way, you'll also cement your role as a trusted, skilled advisor. Now, if your leaders need help with media appearances, get in touch. Hello at bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.